Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, of course, as you know, it's summertime and it's very hot. So what can you do to cool down? Well, if you were with us yesterday, you know that a jump into the swimming pool would be a great option. However, swimming can also be very dangerous. We learned some very important tips yesterday. Well, we are going to learn a few more tips today. Our lesson today is called Swim Safely. And some of the words that we want to talk about include, starting with, at all times, and to make a difference. Everyone can make a difference. But how? And what does that mean? Well, you're going to find out. Okay, friends, I know you have your magazines, so follow me inside so we can get started.
Swim safely. Around water, adults should watch children at all times to make sure they are safe. Those who don't know how to swim should wear life jackets. But by themselves, they are not enough, so an adult should always be present. If you have a pool at home, make sure there is a fence around it so children don't fall in. And if a child disappears, check the pool first. If you have to rescue a child from drowning, a few seconds can make a big difference.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 life jacket 这个名词。Life jacket 就是指救生衣或者是救生背心。例如 the life jacket inflates automatically if you pull the strap. 你如果拉这条带子，这一件救生衣就会自动充气。或者是 all passengers on the boat are required to wear their life jackets at all times. 这艘船上的所有乘客都被要求随时都要穿着救生背心。其他和救生有关的名词还有 life boat, 就是指救生筏,或者是 life buoy, B-U-O-Y, 就是指救生圈。继续我们看的是 rescue 这个动词。Rescue 是指营救或救援。例如 the firefighters rescued all the residents from the burning apartment. 救生员成功救出这栋火烧的公寓大楼里的所有居民。或者是 the hostages were successfully rescued by the police squad. 这些人质被警方的特殊行动组成功的救出。Rescue 也可以当名词。例如 the people trapped by the flood were waiting for rescue on the roofs of buildings. 被洪水所困的民众在建筑物的屋顶上等待救援。
Well friends, I'm glad you came back.Because we are going to continue talking about swimming safely. We have several important tips that we would like you to know. The first tip we learn about reads, around water, adults should watch children at all times to make sure they are safe. Now, before we continue with this idea, there are a few things we would like to talk about, starting with the word,You see right on the screen, to supervise. What does it mean to supervise someone? Well, this just means that you watch a person or an activity to make sure that everything is done correctly.
That's right. Or in the case of our lesson, to make sure that people are staying safe. For example, can you supervise the kids while I go out for a few minutes? That just means, can you take care or watch the kids?Now, the opposite of supervise, or if someone is, not being looked after, nobody is watching them, we could say that the children are unsupervised. It's used like an adjective. So, friends, make sure that the children are not unsupervised. Supervise the children.
And I'm sure that doesn't give parents a good feeling if they let someone, they leave for a little while assuming someone's going to supervise their children. Then they come home to find the children unsupervised. So those are two good words for you to know. The next phrase we would like to talk about, you will find in your lesson, it is at all times. Adults should watch children at all times to make sure they are safe. If you do something at all times, this just means all the time, at every moment.
That's right. So a teacher might tell you in class, you guys put your cell phones away, don't talk to each other, you need to pay attention at all times. That means always pay attention. However, Rebecca, we could use the word always or all the time. It seems like when we use the phrase at all times, we're being more serious.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think that when we say at all times, we're being very serious in the fact that children should be supervised at every moment.
That's right. So friends, do this at all times. If you are an adult, maybe you can help, you know, just keep an eye out on all the kids. Maybe some of the other adults had to go somewhere, but still, you want to make sure that people are safe. Well, those who don't know how to swim should wear life jackets. This is true and something that some people just forget to think about.
Right. And another time where you are going to want to wear a life jacket is if you go on a boat. If you go on a boat or if you're a child that doesn't know how to swim, if you're around water, you're going to be playing in the water, wear a life jacket. It could save your life. But by themselves, they are not enough. So an adult should always be present. And we continue, if you have a pool at home, make sure there is a fence around it so children don't fall in.
Really?
I think that's very important, yes.
Really?
Yes.
A fence?
A fence.
Around the pool?
Yes.
Have you seen problems happen because there was...
Yes. I think it was in California. You're actually required to have a fence around the pool. I've heard stories of children who have actually fallen into the pool. They disappeared. Parents didn't know where they were. They go outside. They find the kids in the pool. As a matter of fact, my parents, many, many years ago, we wanted to buy a house with a pool. There was a house we really wanted to buy. It had a pool. There was no fence around the pool. So my parents decided not to buy that house because my parents had two young children at the time.
Oh, right. Well, it's definitely something to consider. Well, we do read on here. And if a child disappears, like Rebecca was talking about, check the pool first. If you have to rescue a child from drowning, a few seconds can make a big difference. Okay, that is true. It is very important to have a fence around your pool.
And we want to talk about the phrase to make a difference. If something makes a difference, it means that it improves a situation a lot.
That's right. So, for example, you know that people say exercise can make a big difference. Eating the right things in the right way will also make a big difference. Okay, you know, speaking of exercise, I'm glad I started going to the gym because we also moved recently and carrying all those heavy things was difficult. But the exercise made a big difference.
Ah, great example. And of course, in our lesson though, we're talking about how a few seconds can make a difference if you have to rescue a child from drowning.
Well, I think that people, when they're in the water, sometimes they should keep their head above the water.
Now, that's a good phrase. Let's learn about that in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. It's summer now, and the weather is getting hotter each day. Rex, have you gone swimming yet?
No. Never.
What is that?
Well, I don't really like water. I don't like the feeling of always trying to keep my head above water, whether in a swimming pool or in real life.
Ah, that's a great way to describe it. When someone tries to keep his or her head above water,
the person is almost struggling to maintain or survive a situation.
That's because if your head is below the water, you're in real trouble. He makes just enough money to keep his head above water.
That means he's making just enough money to survive, which is a very stressful situation. And while we want to keep our heads above water, we probably don't want to be a fish out of water.
When we say someone is a fish out of water, that person is in a very uncomfortable and awkward environment.
For example, when I first came to Asia and didn't speak a word of Chinese, I felt like a fish out of water. But after living here for so many years, I feel like I'm at home now.
今天要来学两个跟水有关的片语。第一个是 keep one's head above water, 把头维持在水面上。意思是勉强维持下来。特别是指经济上和工作上的困难方面。所以当有人说 I'm trying to keep my head above water, 你可能要关心他一下，因为可能他的手头很紧，正试着勉强度日呢。另外一个片语是 fish out of water, 鱼离开水。这个片语和中国有句成语如鱼得水正好相反。鱼在水里面悠游自在，所以 fish out of water 就表示处在一个格格不入、不舒服的环境当中。例如 I felt like a fish out of water at the kids party， 在那个小朋友的派对中我感到格格不入，很不自在。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次语音关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're learning some tips about how to swim safely. Now, of course, everyone likes to go swimming sometimes, right? But if you go swimming, it's important that you do it safely. Now, the first tip we learned is to make sure that children are supervised at all times. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn another tip. Swim safely. Make sure you have a companion with you whenever you swim. That way, if something goes wrong, that person can make sure you get help. Drink a lot of water. The sun's heat and the physical activity involved may make you sweat more than you realize. By following these simple rules, you can make sure your swim time is safe as well as fun. Now get out there and enjoy the water.
OK, 接下来我们看 companion 这个名词 ,com 这个字首有一起的意思。所以 companion 是指同伴、伙伴或者是伴侣。例如 Brenda and Lisa are great traveling companions. They always have a wonderful time together. Brenda 和 Lisa 是很好的友伴，他们一起玩总是玩得很开心。或者是 This poodle has been Paula's companion for the last decade.这只贵宾犬过去十年来都与 Paula 形影不离。和它很接近的另外一个名词是 company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y。Company 除了指公司之外也指作伴或者是同伴，但是它是一个不可数名词。例如 ,Sorry to barge in, I didn't know you had company. 对不起我闯进来我不知道你还有朋友在。最后我们看的是 physical, 这个形容词 ,P-H-Y-S, 这个字根是指物理的或自然的。所以 physical 是指身体的或自然的，例如 The boxer went through intense physical training before the game. 这位拳击手在比赛前经过了密集的体能训练，或者是 sufficient sleep and a nutritious diet enhance both the physical and mental health of people. 充足睡眠以及营养的饮食可以增进身体以及心理上的健康。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, we have yet to learn another tip, a very important tip. We read, make sure you have a companion with you whenever you swim. Gabe, do you ever go swimming alone?
I have gone swimming alone. I've actually gone diving alone. And people told me afterwards that's really never a good idea. But, so our lesson, is very important because it's a good reminder for me to have a companion with me if I go swimming, if I'm in the water.
That's right. If there's no lifeguard on duty, you definitely should have a companion with you if you're going to go swimming. We read, That way, if something goes wrong, that person can make sure you get help. Now let's talk about the phrase, to go wrong. This just means that something bad happens. Something that you didn't necessarily expect would happen.
Right. So, you know, things go wrong in life all the time. Things also go right, okay? So maybe you've planned to do something. If everything went according to your plan, you could say,Everything went right. But however, if some things don't go according to plan, you got to work late, you spilled spaghetti all over your clothes at lunch, your coworker yelled at you, everything went wrong today.
Oh dear, it definitely does seem like a lot of things are going wrong. But don't worry, it's a new day with new beginnings. And we have a new tip to learn. So things are going right.We read, drink a lot of water. The sun's heat and the physical activity involved may make you sweat more than you realize. I think this is really funny because I used to be on swim team many years ago, and we were encouraged to drink a lot of water and eat ice.
Ice?
Yeah, eat ice because it would help to cool our bodies down while we were swimming.
Ice cream?
Not ice cream, ice cubes.
Oh.
Because our coach told us that we would get much hotter than we realized. And I was like, but we're in water.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yes, that's something we don't usually think about. Well, friends, you do see this phrase here in our lesson and on the screen, that you might sweat more than you realize. What does that mean?
Now, you can use this phrase when you want to say that something is more than you thought.Or ever imagined.
Yeah, that's right. There's many ways to use this phrase. You know, I think it's important to kind of have a smile on your face or to at least try to look happy wherever you go. You know, a smile can make a big difference. It can make a difference more than you realize. And say hi to people, even people you don't know that well. Just try to be nice. That can make a difference more than you realize. And God loves you.More than you realize.
That's right. That is a good reminder. God loves you more than you realize. And of course, when you go swimming, make sure you drink a lot of water. The sun's heat and the physical activity involved may make you sweat more than you realize. Well, you know, a lot of pools, most pools, I would say, have a chemical in them called chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder if that also contributes to the need.For drinking more water if it makes you feel more thirsty.
Well, I know it contributes to the need for wearing goggles because whenever I swim in a chlorine pool, or a pool that has been chlorinated, and without goggles, my eyes sting afterwards.
Oh,
it's not a good feeling.
Yeah, my eyes also sting. So, good reminder, wear goggles if you're going to go swimming.By following these simple rules, you can make sure your swim time is safe as well as fun. Now get out there and enjoy the water. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, get out there. This just means, or it's encouraging you to go out and do something.
And this reminds me of coaches, sports coaches. They might, gather their team around and say some things to them.And then say, all right, now it's time to get out there and win, or simply get out there and do your best.
And of course, since all of you have learned some very important tips as to how you can swim safely, it's time for you to get out there
and enjoy some water. Go swimming. Well, right now it's time for us to do something that we all love.
Are we going to get out anywhere?
Well, no, we're going to stay here to watch a review skit.
Ah, stay in here.
Yeah.
And watch a review skit.
Swimming is a great way to cool off, and it's good exercise.
It's also a good way to have fun with friends.
Yes, it is.
But swimming can also be dangerous.
Dangerous?
That's right. So, let me tell you a few ways to stay safe.
Please do.
Well, first, make sure you swim only in areas set apart for swimming. And make sure there's a lifeguard on duty.
Some natural areas may have fast currents, right?
Yes, and those can sweep swimmers away. So if a sign says no swimming, pay attention to it.
I certainly will.
Also, be careful when diving into the water head first. Most pools have designated areas where diving is safe.
What about rivers and lakes?
Well, be sure the water is deep enough. If you hit your head on the bottom, it could cause serious injury or death.
Oh no, that's terrible. Any other good advice?
Yes. Around water, adults should watch children at all times.
Kids that can't swim should wear life jackets, right?
That's right. But you still need to watch them.
What if you have a pool at home?
Well, make sure there's a fence around it so the children don't fall in.
What if a child disappears?
Check the pool first. You may have to rescue a child from drowning.
And a few seconds can make a big difference.
That's totally right. And make sure when you go swimming that you have a companion with you.
Oh, and if something goes wrong, that person can rescue me?
Yes, I sure can.
So Gabe, do you often go swimming?
In the summer?
Yeah, in the summertime.
Oh, it's the best time to go swimming. Mm-hmm. There are some good beaches around here. And yeah, actually, even, I have a secret, even in the winter, mm-hmm. around Christmas time, at Kending, it's not too cold.
Oh.
It's a great time to go because there are not a lot of people.
Oh, I love it.
And it's not too cold to go swimming.
Oh, I love going to places where there aren't a lot of people.
right. Well, speaking of swimming, I think it's time for me to get out there and have some fun. So see you later, Rebecca.
And we'll see you all next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Okay.
At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.